Oh, sin is from me and I am from Hussein. I am from Hussein.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to a brand new silsila called Excellence of Muharram. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila we will learn about the excellence and the blessings and the virtues of the month of Muharram, what happened in this month, the event of Karbala, and many other waqiyat and things that happen in this month. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the virtues of Muharram. What are the blessings of this month? But before we go and learn about the virtues of Muharram, let's listen to our blessings of reading the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated to have said that the one who sends the durood upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Muharram is the first month in the Islamic calendar. And it is given the name Muharram because of its excellence and sacredness and reverence of this blessed month. So firstly, we need to see the importance of this month. And before we go to the excellence of Muharram, ask yourself that, have we taught our children the Islamic months? When we send our children to school or at home, we make sure they know January, February, March, April, May. But how many of us know, us as adults and our children know, the Islamic months, the names of any Islamic months? And it's unfortunate today that very few children know the Islamic months. So please, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, think of the importance of this Islamic calendar and to teach your children about the events which happen in our Islamic calendar. And we always teach our children about certain kings and certain historians. But how many of us have taught them about the Sahaba, about the especially Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, what Muharram is known for, the sacrifice of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Also, one thing we come to see is that our year ends in Zilhijjah. Zilhijjah is the month which is known for the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, of sacrificing his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So that's the year ending with the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the year starting in Muharram is known for the sacrifice of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his family for the sake of Islam. So our religion and our calendar is based around sacrifice. How much sacrifice the prophets alayhi wasalam, they sacrificed in the way of their deen. And how much have we sacrificed in the way of our deen? So when we learn about Muharram, don't just listen and just forget about it. Take it on board, think about it, contemplate, tell these stories to your children. And inshallah, you'll see that your children will have love for Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram through these accounts and the waqiyat that you tell them. So let's go and learn about Muharram. Once a Sahabi presented his term in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than Ramadan, which month should I keep fast in? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after Ramadan, if you are to keep fasts in any other month, then keep the fast of Muharram, as this is the month of Allah Almighty. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us the excellence of the month of Muharram. That after Ramadan, there are many other sacred months. For example, the month of Zilhijjah has just passed, but we come to know that this is one of the most sacred months after the month of Ramadan is Muharram, and is known as the month of Allah Almighty. How blessed this month could be that is known as the month of Allah Almighty. In this month, there is one day in which Allah Almighty accepted the repentance of a nation and will also accept the repentance of others as well. So obviously we know that the repentance was accepted of many nations, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, our nation's repentance will also be accepted as well. The Prophet ﷺ stated, after the month of Ramadan, the most superior fasts are the fast of Muharram, the month of Allah Almighty. After Fard Salah, The most superior salah is that of the night. So again, the month of Muharram is very sacred, very blessed month. It's also narrated by Sayyidina Abu Usman Nahdi rahmatullah alayhi, that the blessed companions alayhi ridwan, the Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, would revere 3 sets of 10 days. So they will give extra importance and extra respect to 3 sets of 10 days in 3 different months. The first, the last 10 days of Ramadan Mubarak. So we know how special the month of Ramadan is, and especially the last 10 days, where there is Laylatul Qadr, where there is Ittiqaf in these months, in the month of Ramadan. So that is a very blessed, and the Sahaba would give extra reverence and respect to them 10 days. The second set of 10 days is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, when Hajj takes place. And the third set of 10 days are the first 10 days of Muharram al-Haram. So even the Sahaba ikram, when these 10 days would come, they would give extra respect and reverence to these days. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the new Islamic month would come, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would learn certain du'as and they would read certain du'as. And it's mentioned that recite this du'a on the first night of the new moon every month. Because when the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see the moon, he would recite this du'a.
Allahumma ahlilhu alayna bil yumni wal imani was salamati wal islam Rabbi wa rabbuka Allah.
The translation is, O Allah Almighty, make this moon rise upon us with blessing, faith, peace and Islam. My Lord and your Lord is Allah. What a beautiful dua. And it's also been mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham rahmatullah alayhi states, on the arrival of the new year or a new month, the blessed companions would teach each other this dua.
Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam wa ridwanin min ar-rahman وَجَوَازٍ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ.
Translation, O Allah Almighty, make it enter upon us with peace and faith, well-being and Islam, with the contentment of Rahman and the safety from Shaitan. What a beautiful dua that we should ask. So this is another thing we learn, that we should teach our children duas of the new Islamic month, the new Islamic year. When the new year normally comes, we see many things happening which are wrong. Fireworks tend to take place and big gatherings take place. And we take our children, unfortunately, Muslims are giving importance to these gatherings as well, that we take our children. But how many of us have taught our children about the new Islamic year? That these are the du'as we should read. This is what we should do when the new year comes. We should think about sacrifice. Think about the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan. Think about people like Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and teach them about sacrifice in Islam. Sacrifice your time. Give your time towards Allah. Give your time towards deed. Give your wealth towards Allah and the deed. Give your whatever expertise you have, whatever profession you are from, that's also a sacrifice, to take some of your time out of the dunyavi world and give that towards Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards Islam. Think to yourself, that I am, for example, an accountant, I'm a solicitor, I'm a barrister, I'm a medical professional, I'm a businessman. How can I use this profession in the way of Islam? How can I give my time, my expertise, my skills to Islam? And alhamdulillah, this is one of the beauties of Dawat Islami, that we have over 100 departments, and we have many professionals working in these departments. We have IT departments, we have social media departments, we have finance departments, and alhamdulillah, we have very educated people working in these departments. Give your times towards Dawat Islami, towards deen, and how we can give our time towards Islam, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the first of Muharram al-Haram is a day of martyrdom for Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an, a great Sahabi. Again, when the new Islamic calendar starts, teach your children about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. This is a fact which is not much known today. When did Sayyidina Umar pass away? So, here on the first of Muharram is a day of the martyrdom for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So, we should make arrangements for Isale Swab. Sit down with your children when the new year starts, when Muharram is announced. Sit down with your children, have some food, do dua, say, okay, let's all get together and read some Quran. Let's read some Durood Sharif. Let's read some Tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And send the sawab, the reward of this, to the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, such as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, such as Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Think what tarbiyah you are giving to your children at this young age. Subhanallah, what a beautiful gathering that will be. When we sit down, say, yes, Alhamdulillah, the new year has started for in our Islamic new year. Let's all sit together as a family. Let's contemplate. Let's do Isale Swab. Let's read Quran. What a way to start our new year. What, just imagine if all the Muslim homes started to do this today. That as soon as the new year starts, we open the Quran. We sit down and do our gatherings. We start to read salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We get our tasbihs out. And our children get excited that yes, Alhamdulillah, our new Islamic year has started today as well. But we don't do it with fireworks and gatherings and on the TV. No, we do it according to Islam. We remember our pious predecessors. We remember those sacrifices which our pious predecessors gave in the way of Islam for us to have Islam in the way it is today. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a great, great, just ruler as well. But how many of us have taught our children about this again? Now, how many of our children know that Sayyidina Umar was the 40th person to accept Islam after the 6th year of the proclamation of prophethood? And because of Sayyidina Umar, how much Islam spread openly? First, Islam is to be practiced secretly. But with the blessing of Sayyidina Umar accepting Islam, then Islam is most started practicing openly. But teach our children about such people like Sayyidina Umar. As I said previously, we learn about kings and rulers and this historian and that person from geography and that person from history and this person does certain things in science. Our children are taught this for many, many years. If we ask our children to tell us of 10 historians, they might be able to do it quite easily. 10 scientists, because they are taught this in schools. But ask your children that name me 10 Sahaba. Name me those 10 Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan who were guaranteed Jannah in the dunya. Can they do that? Name me 10 surahs of the Quran. Can our children do that? Unfortunately, the situation today is that very few children can do this. But if you say name me 10 footballers, 10 cricketers, 10 politicians, our children will be able to do that very easily. But why is this a situation? Because of our importance that we have given to Islam today. Unfortunately, we as parents have given our children the best in the dunya. We want them to have the best education, the best schools, the best house, the best cars. But where have we put our children in Islam today? Play that with your children. Sit down with them. Give them 2 pieces of paper. And say, on this paper, write me 10 footballers. He or she might be able to give you 20. Give me 10 cricketers. They'll name you 20. And then on this side, say, write me 10 surahs of the Quran. Names of 10 surahs of the Quran. See the situation with your child is today. Name me 10 prophets. Name me 10 Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. See and assess yourself. But before you do that with your children, do it yourself. And see where are we in our ilm al-deen, our knowledge of Islam today. And how much sacrifice have we given? Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed himself and his family for us. What have we sacrificed for Islam today? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was willing to sacrifice his son. What have we sacrificed today? How much time do we give from our busy days? Today we say we're very busy. But if you think, look into your day-to-day activities, and you will see how much free time you have. Today people say that we need to go and give our family time. Okay, give your family time. We can't travel to Madinah Kafale, we can't go to the masjid because we're very busy with our family. We have to give our family time as well. Ask them, how do you give your family time? We go to the cinema. We go to watch TV. We sit at home and we're all watching TV. This is family time, unfortunately. Family time should be learning ilm al-deen, teaching your children ilm al-deen. Before you teach your children, learn yourself. It's compulsory upon every Muslim to learn the knowledge of Islam. How much knowledge have we gained and how much have we passed on to our children? So my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, take our religion seriously. And this new Islamic year which is upon us, make the firm intention that inshallah azza wa jal, we will change our life today. We will do better things for our religion, for ourselves. We will try and give more time to our children in the right way. We will try and sacrifice some of our time, some of our money, some of our health and our wealth, and some of our expertise in the way of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the river Nile stopped flowing, that he was such a powerful and just ruler, what did he do? He sent a note, and that note was put into the river Nile. And that note, because of the note which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala put in there. And what did that note say? It said, "O River Nile, do not flow if you flow on your own accord. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla makes you flow, I supplicate to Allah Almighty to make you flow." And the river started to flow by the note of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. This is what a just ruler he was, and how powerful man in history he was. Also, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, once somebody had the intention to attack Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he was looking for Sayyidina Umar, and somebody told him that he was on the outskirts of town, he was outside. So this man, he goes looking for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He sees Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala sleeping. He pulls his sword out with the intention to go and attack Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. What happens? Two lions come from the unseen and just run towards this man. And then this man, he gets scared and he backs off. Even the lions would protect Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. This is what a just ruler he was. This is our pious predecessors. These are our Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. That what blessed personalities they were. Then what could be the maqam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by day of use of Wadi Charan? Teach your children the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We teach them many books of different topics and subjects, from nursery to preschool to primary school to secondary school to university and colleges. How much books do they read? How much knowledge do they take in? But ask yourself, in our homes, how many books do we have about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? At this moment in time, there is no personality who has been written about, spoken about, talked about, thought about more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how much do we know about that great personality sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So many books are available, but have we taken the opportunity to go and pick up a book and learn about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We spoke about family time. Why not sit down in your homes every day for 10 minutes, pick up a book and teach your children? It doesn't take a scholar to teach your children. It doesn't have to be that you send your children to the masjid every day to go and learn ilm al-deen. Hour and a half a day, how much can your child learn? When there are 20, 30, 40 kids in a class, if you send your child for an hour and a half, how much time do you think your child is actually getting in that masjid, in that madrasa? One-to-one quality time. It's not possible for the imams of the masajid and the teachers to give your child an hour of quality time because they have to cater for other children. Be the teacher of your children. We have to learn from the cradle to the grave. You don't have to be a scholar. Pick up a book from a true Sunni scholar. Alhamdulillah, DawatiIslami.net, you can go on there, go to the book section, download books on there. Hundreds of books available in different languages. Go online, get your iPad, get your laptop, read for 5 minutes. Get your children, say, son, daughter, sit down and read to us for 5-10 minutes. Pick a different subject every day and you will see the blessing of this in your homes. Your children will be started to become, to have love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for Islam. And if you give them these opportunities, it will build confidence in your children as well. Get them, this will make them public speakers in the future, inshallah. We give our children many other opportunities to play sports, to go and play different things. But how much of opportunity do we give to our child to learn and to become a public speaker? Teach your children Quran. Teach your children love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, you will see the benefit of this day Islamic mothers and views of mother each other. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Another thing that we should do is, when the month of Muharram starts, there is a beautiful special wazifa for this new Islamic year. It has been mentioned that the one who writes Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 130 times on a piece of paper and keeps it with him, or puts it in a ta'weez After covering it in a plastic coating and getting it sewed in some cloth or leather, either put it in a cloth or some leather or plastic coating, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 130 times. The person and all his family members will remain safe from every type of evil throughout their life. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful opportunity. All types of evil throughout your life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This should be written by waterproof ink, such as a ballpoint, which will not get removed quickly. And this again is an opportunity for you to teach your children. That when the new year comes, just imagine all the Muslim households and they sit down and they all start to write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim together. Say, better you try it. I'll try it. The mom, the dad, the children are sitting together and they're reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever wrote Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in a beautiful manner for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive that person. SubhanAllah, that person will be forgiven. Just imagine writing it 130 times. You can put it in your house, you can keep it with you. There are so many virtues of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amir Ahl al-Sunnah, the founder of Da'wat Islami, has written a whole book on the blessings of Bismillah. Another opportunity. When the new year starts, teach your children about Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That before every permissible and good act, we should have the habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Opening the door, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Closing the door, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Putting oil on your head, for example, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before eating, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before doing any good act, we should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You will see the blessings of this. But unfortunately, many Muslims today don't even know how to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim properly. They pronounce it wrong. Unfortunately, such a basic thing in Islam, we don't know this. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this new year has started. When a new year comes, many people, they make new year's resolutions. That I want to do this, this, this in this year. Let's make some new year resolution for our new Islamic year as well. That inshallah azza wa jal, when this new year starts, I will not miss any of my salah. Inshallah azza wa jal, I will teach my children how to read salah. I will wake my family up for Fajr Salah as well. One situation is that unfortunately, at the time of Fajr, households are asleep. The whole house is asleep. And then we complain. There's no blessing in my rizq. You know, I'm earning so much money, but there's no blessings. Money comes from here and it goes so quickly. My children don't listen to me. I've got problems with my parents. I've got problems with my business. I'm not earning enough money. I've got this problem. I've got this health problem. You ask the brother, sister, do you read Salah? No, I don't read Salah. So a house which is asleep at the time of Fajr Salah, what do you expect to come into that house? Do you expect blessings to come into that house? Peace to come into that house? Now when the azan goes off 5 times a day, how many of us read our salah with Jamaat in the masjid? How many of us at home read with our children? So we are far away from the Quran. We are far away from salah. We are far away from salawat and durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's been mentioned the one who has forgotten to read durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has forgotten his way to Jannah. What is our state today? Ask yourself, when was the last time I read durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When was the last time I sat down for 10 minutes, I got tasbih and just read durood sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad? When was the last time I read any durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These are the things that are missing from our homes today. Sacrifice we're talking about. Repentance. This is the time to repent. It's a new Islamic year. That, Ya Allah, what I have committed in the past, the sins I have committed, I ask you for forgiveness. I do tawbah, Ya Allah. I make a firm intention to never do that again. Remember, many people say tawbah, tawbah, hold their hands and their fingers to the ears and say tawbah, tawbah, I won't do that again. This is not repentance. What is repentance in Islam? And make intention that we will do repentance for the new Islamic year, inshallah. Repentance is that firstly, admit the sin that you have done. Yes, I made a mistake. Secondly, have remorse of that, shame. Now what have I done? Have remorse of that. And number three, make a firm intention and a promise never to commit that sin again. Unfortunately, we do tawbah, we say, astaghfirullah, I done this sin, astaghfirullah. And the next day we carry on doing it again. That's not tawbah, that's not repentance. One of the things of the true repentance is that we say, we promise never to do that act again. So the new year has started. But dear viewers of Madinah Channel, please, let's change our lives. This is the time. This is the message that Dawat Islami wants to give through this beautiful Madinah Channel to you and your home and your family members. Change. Now is the time for change. Change ourselves. This is the time to change for the better. And the only way we'll change for the better is if we implement Islam in our houses today. Make our homes the place of sukoon and peace, not the place of evil traits and habits, not a place of music and haram. Unfortunately, we bring these TVs into our homes today with what you are watching me through. There are two types of ways that we can use this media today. You can watch Madinah Channel, which is the only 100% Islamic channel in the world. Why do I say that? Alhamdulillah, as you are watching me, you know there is no music on this channel, no advertisement on this channel. So please, if you want to watch TV, watch Madinah Channel. Inshallah, Azawajal, you will know about the Quran, about Islam, about the Sunnah, about the Seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this should be another intention of the new Islamic year. Then inshallah, Azawajal, we will stop watching these indecent videos and indecent clips and indecent TV channels, and inshallah we'll only watch Madinah Channel. So I hope whatever we have learned today, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, may we act upon that, may we pass it on to others, and we make a firm intention that we will never commit sin again. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the blessings of Muharram al-Haram, and may Allah Azza wa Jal, the intentions we have made, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us steadfastness and istiqamat on these intentions to change our lives and to become better people. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, until the next session, inshallah the next episode, take care of yourself, inshallah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. I am from Hussein.